Today's daf is Menaches Daf Kuf Yud, the very last daf of Meseches Menaches, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis Tanya Amir Rabbi Yeshua Ben Prachya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Leia Bas Tzipora Feiga and Tova Rivka Bas Vital Nechama. Before we begin, I just want to say that I have the schus today to learn the last daf from a Bamberg Gemara that was printed in the year 1522. So just want to give a gracie yashikoyach to Gamliel Danziger for being mezaka, the oilam. This is a Gemara that survived over 500 years, and you can imagine what this Gemara saw and the amount of amelus that's angezapped in the oisios and in the blätter of this Gemara. It's taka schus. And on that note, the last daf of Meseches Menaches, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya said, Betchila, I used to say that kol ha'omer leired la, and he kofsei v'noisna lefnei ari, that if somebody would tell me to go and have some level of gedula, I would be very, very upset, because I would feel that I'm not interested in having this gedula that's being offered to me. As a matter of fact, I would take this person, I would tie him up, I would put him in front of an ari. Ata, now, kolo imrali, alemi mena. Now if somebody tells me, fakert, come away. This, by the way, is the 1522 Bamberg Gerson in the Gemara. If somebody would tell me to go away from this gedula, animatol olof kumkum shal chamim, to the contrary, I would take hot water. I didn't remember this being the gersa when I was preparing the daf. I would take hot water and I would pour it on top of him, because fakir, now already I'm interested in the gula. In other words, Rabbi Shul ben Prachi said that I used to be a beirech min hakavod. If somebody offered me gedula, I would say, I don't want the gedula, I don't want to have anything to do with this. But now that I got used to it, I was a toyim from the Eitz Hadas already. So if somebody goes and fakir, he's not mechabed me in the right way, he tells me step down. To the contrary, I would take a kumkum shalmayim and I would pour it over him. And Rabbi Shua ben Prachi said, I'll even bring you a precedent for this. You shouldn't think this is my chiddush, that I'm the first person ever to get used to a little bit of kavod. This already goes back to the times of Nach. Shari Shaul Baruch Mimeno. Shaul in the beginning didn't want to have anything to do with being the Melech. Ukeshaallah, however, as soon as he became king, and all of a sudden he found out that there was somebody that was challenging his Malchus, who was that? David HaMelech. Bikesh Largus David, already he wanted to kill David. So Shaul did a 180 pretty quickly. He went from not wanting to have anything to do with Malchus to all of a sudden, there's a Havamina, somebody might be more qualified than me. Said Rabbi Shua ben Prachi, I was a victim of this. This is something that I myself experienced. We're going to get back to this momentarily. So, the Gemara, Amalei Mar Kashisha Bereid Rav Chizda Abaya. Mar Kashisha Bereid Rav Chizda told Abaya, Rav Meir Haikrod Rav Yehuda my Avadai. So, in yesterday's daf, we had a machloikis Rav Meir Rav Yehuda regarding Beis Chanyoy. Was Beis Chanyoy a Beis Avodah Zarah, or was it a place that they were bringing karbanos L'shem Shemayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Yehuda held that the karbanos were being brought L'shem Shemayim. Rabbi Meir held it was a base of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda supported his position from a pasuk in Nach that says there's going to be a day where in Mitzrayim they're going to bring in karbanos to Hashem. So Mark Keshisha, who was the son of Rav Chizda, turned to Abaya and he told him, what does Rabbi Meir do with that pasuk? It seems to be a pasuk that suggests that there will be a time and place where in Mitzrayim they're going to bring in karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it doesn't mean Beis Chanya, it has to mean something else. So he wanted to know what exactly is it referring to. So he told me, I'll explain to you where that Nevuah was in the sky with the following price. After Sancheiriv had his big Mapala, so we're familiar with the story of Sancheiriv and Chizkiyo HaMelech. We like to say that after the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that might be certainly in the conversation of the next greatest miracle or series of miracles of all time. But either way, after Sancheiriv's militaire miraculously was defeated, Yatzah Chizkiyah, so Chizkiyah, who had been stuck in Yerushalayim because of the siege, he was able to leave Umatzah B'nei Malachim, and when he left, he saw princes, non-Jewish princes, and they were sitting on chariots that were made of gold. Chizkiyahu said, listen, you want to live? Yeah, we want to live. Okay, well, here's the deal. You're going to have to make sure that you're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. They're pagans, but Avodah Zarah is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He told them, you can't be Oved Avodah Zarah. How do we know? The Shemem, the Pasuk says, Be'emahu Yiyah, Chomesh Arim, the Eretz Mitzrayim. There's going to be four cities in the land of Mitzrayim. Medabri Sfas Kenan. They're going to speak the language of Kenan. Rashi says, what's the language of Kenan? Says it's obviously Lashon Kodesh, which is a language that's spoken in the land of Canaan. But it's interesting that Rashi's picking up on Sfas Canaan. I never heard of such a language. The Nishpatu Lashem Tzvakos, and they're going to swear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, Holchul Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, these chevra that were allowed to live by Chizkiyahu HaMelech ended up going to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Ubanu Mizbeach, they built a Mizbeach, the Helu Olav L'Shum Shamayim, they brought Karbonus over there, L'Shum Shamayim, Shenema B'yeimahu, Yeh Mizbeach, L'Hashem B'toich Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda had brought as support for his shita, that Beis Chonyoy was a place that they were bringing karbanos leHakadosh Baruch Hu. The question was, what did Rav Meir do with it? Rav Meir held that these karbanos were being brought by the Bnei Melachim that Chizkiyahu HaMelech allowed to live on the condition that they wouldn't be Oved Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, he sent them to these five cities in Mitzrayim, and they were bringing karbanos. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, this is a Mitzrayim, but at the same time, they were being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were swearing L'Hashem Tzvakos, with some level of Avodah Al Kaponim, but the bottom line is, that's what this Pasuk is referring to. Now, the Pasuk over there concludes and says, Ir HaHeres Yeyomer Le'echa. So the Gemara says, my Ir HaHeres, meaning one of those five cities. The Pasuk mentions Chomish Arim Beretz Mitzrayim. That's where these Chevra ended up going. One of them is called Ir HaHeres. What exactly is that? So the Gemara says, Ki Metargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who was a famous Metargim, so he was Metargim the word Ir HaHeres. He said, Karta de Beis Shemesh. It's the city of Beis Shemesh. The Asid Lemichrov, which at one point will be destroyed, and Isamer di Chad Minhoy. The Pasuk is saying this was one of those five cities. Gemara says, we might Ir HaHeres Lishnu D'Shemesh. He had Rabbi Yosef know that Ir HaHeres is Beis Shemesh. It must have been because he held that the word Heres means Shemesh. Shemesh is the sun. Beis Shemesh is a city. But Shemesh literally means a sun. So Ir HaHeres, he's being Metargim, is the city of the sun. Where does Heres come to the sun? The Pasuk says, Ha'oimer L'Heres V'lo Yizarach. So Heres relates to shining. Cheres and Heres, even though it's not the same word, but it's like Chanukah and Hanukkah. They're interchangeable, right? We know in Halacha even, sometimes you find Gemaras that the Ches and the He interchange. Either way, that's what this is referring to. The Pasuk says, Heviu banayich meirachoik uvnoisayich mikzei ha'aretz. So we're talking about people worshipping in Mitzrayim, in distant lands. We're talking about Chizkiyahu being mashpia on these Bnei Melachim and getting them to let go of their Avodah Zarah and to stop worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So me'inyin le'inyin, a little bit me'yosa inyin. Sok the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Haviyu b'naich me'irachoik, that in the times of the Geula, your sons are going to come from distant places. U'bnei sayich mikzei aretz. And your daughters, they're going to come literally from the kzei aretz. So it sounds like the boys and the girls are coming from different places. The b'naich are coming me'irachoik, but the b'nei sayich are coming from the kzei aretz. So the Gemara explains, Haviyu b'naich me'irachoik, what is referring to Amar Avuna Ilu Galia Shabavel? That's referring to the It's referring not to the boys versus the girls, but it's referring to the Yidden that were in Galus and Bavel. The Yidden that were in Galus and Bavel, they were like boys. What does it mean they were like boys? Rashi says boys are calmer. They have less nerve in them women. So, Shedaitam Yusheves Aleim Kabanim. As a result, that's Rashi had daughters, Kiyadua. But that Shedaitam Yusheves Aleim Kabanim. Ubnoi Sayech Mikzei Haaretz. What is that referring to? Elu Golios Shel Shalaratzais. That's referring to the Yidden. Again, not the girls per se, but the Yidden that went into Golos to Shalaratzais. Shedaitam Yusheves Aleim Kebanos, that their das is not meyushav aleim, that are really like bonus. Amar Rav Abba Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rav Chizav Amidot, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mitzur Va'ad Kartigni from Tzur, that's the ancient land of Tyre. We spoke about Tyre most recently in the Tchelis controversy. But from Tyre until Kartigni, Makirin es Yisrael v'Savim Shebashamayim. So in that area, because of the influence of the Jews, everyone was Makir Klal Yisrael, and their makir avim shebashamayim. The makir, the bayri yoylam. Umitzur klapi mayrev, but if you go from Tyre towards the west, umikartigni klapi mizrach, and then you go from Kartigni to the east. So clearly, Kartigni is to the mizrach, it's to the east of Tzur. So in that area, that huge parcel of geography, from Tzur to Kartigni, that area makirin es Yisrov asabim shebashamayim. But if you go west of Tzor and east of Kartigni, over there in makirin es Yisrael v'loya asabim shebashamayim. They're not makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not makir Klal Yisrov Eidigim Aras. That's true. Eisvei Reb Simi Barchil the Rav. Simi Barchil asked Rav Akasho. The Pasuk says Mizrach Shemesh v'ad mevoyoy Godol Shmi Bagoyim u'bechol makoyim mukter mugish l'shmi u'mincha tahayra. What was the Kasho? The kasha was that the pasuk says, "Mi mizrach shemesh v'ad mevoyoy gadol shmi bagoyim," which means "Mi mizrach shemesh v'ad mevoyoy." It means from where the sun rises in the east to where it sets in the west. If you remember from the Agadah we spoke out from the Barbanel. That's how you teach this pasuk. Mizrach shemesh v'ad mevoyoy is not from the morning until evening, because that would imply you only thank Hashem from alois until shkia, and then from shkia until alois melazach volgain. No, chalila. Mi mizrach shemesh means from east until west. It's identification of the makim, but the pasuk even goes weiter and says ubechol makim everywhere mukter mugash l'shmi min chateira. The world's bringing karbanos to me. Now you're telling me from the west of the Mississippi and from the east of the Chvesnish, all of a sudden no one's makim the bari olam. How could you have such a thing? So the Gemara says amalei. So Rav heard this kasha that Rav Simi Barchi asked him, and he told him Simiat, are you Simi? Sounds familiar. We have a raid by called. Are you Simi? That's the name. Where we spoke out a whole arichis on this Indian of Simiat. But he told him, Simiat, the kari leh, elo ka de eloha. Meaning, it's true. The chevra, all over the world, b'chal makka and mukta mugash, everybody's makka the b'riyon. There's no one that's not makka the b'riyon. That's a true statement. Mi mizrach shemesh v'ad mevoyoy. Godol shmi bagoyim. U'b'chal maktaim, mukta mugash shmi u'mincha tahayra. Stating that there are places where at the same time they're karilal HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Kadol al-Kadol. What does that mean? It means they're also makir avodah zarah. Meaning they're makir bereishis bara l'kim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. On some level they chap that there's a bayri yoylam. That's the God of all gods. The problem is, it's the God of all gods. And they're makir those other gods. Now, it's actually interesting, because in tefillah, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elikeo Elohim, right? So the etzim concept of saying that is fine. But when we say Elohim, we mean like Elohim Acherim, right? Obviously, we're not saying it in a respectful way. We're not saying, oh, there are multiple gods, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyla Al Kulana. They believe in the power of those other gods. And it's for that reason, although it's true, they are makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hence, mi mizrach shemesh v'ad v'mvoye, godosh mi bagoyim. And it could be they even bring sacrifices to him. U'b'chal makim mukter mugish l'shmi u'min chateira. But at the same time, they're also makir these other gods. And that is what Rav meant when he said, from the west of Tyre and from the east of Kartigni, in these places, in a makirin as Yisrael, v'loy as aviyam shebashamayim. So just to come up for breath for 1 second. So the first Gemara that we learned this morning was Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Betchila, and we read it again from a 1522 Italian Gemara. The Gersa was, Betchila, Kolo Imer li reid la, ani koifsei v'noisnei lefnei ari. Ata kolo imer li alemi mena ani matel olav kumkum shalchanim. If you look in a Gemara that was printed more recently, the Geras is just the opposite. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya betchila kolo imer aleila ani koivsa v'noisel lefnei ari. Ata kolo imer li leirid mi mena ani matel olav kumkum shalchanim. The truth is that if you take a look at Rashi already, you see, was struggling a little bit in terms of what the proper girsa of the Gemara was. Rashi, in fact, brings two pshatim. Had to learn Pashup Shan in the Gemara. And these two pshatim are very interesting because they're not nuanced pshatim, but they're like mamish from sea to shining sea. As a matter of fact, one of Rashi's two pshatim is a very lamdisha inyan. Another one of Rashi's pshatim is a very agadita diga inyan. Now we went with Rashi's second pshat, which is the more agadita diga inyan. And that is, Rabbi Shua ben Prachya was saying that I used to be a bereich min agdula, But once I fell into it and I was tying it a little bit, now if somebody tries to take me down, he better be careful, because he's going to be literally hit with a kumkum shel chamin over his head. So you better look in your rear view mirror to make sure I'm not coming for you, right? That's basically what Reb Shimon ben Prachi said. And of course, the backstory, like Rashi speaks that, is Reb Shimon ben Prachi was the Nasi Kiyudua, and it's for that reason Reb Shimon ben Prachi is someone who, from experience, is talking about, you know, how exactly his relationship with the Nasius evolved over time. But before Rashi brings this pshat, he brought a first pshat. The first pshat is completely different. Reb Shimon ben Prachi was actually going back to the Mishnayos and the sugyas, the shveres sugyas of the last few dafin, where if somebody says Harei Olai Oyla versus Harei Zu Oyla, Betchila Kala Oimer Aleila, not Aleila, ascend to this podium and to this pedestal and to this gedula, but if somebody would say Oyla Alai, not Aleila, but if somebody would say Harei Olai Oila, because of the fact that when you say Harei Olai Oila, you're mekabel achrayus, and because of the fact Toiv Asher Loi Sidor Me Asher Sidor VeLoi Seshalem, which is a sugya arucha mesech nesedarm. Oh, and by the way, it's also tomorrow's daf. Chulin daf beis features very, very prominently this inyan of a person is not supposed to make a neder. So because of the fact that when a person makes a neder, he's mekabel achrayus, and it's chal ochiv, akar kafte de gavre, to make sure he's going to fulfill it. So it's for that reason, if somebody would say, Aleila or Oila Olai, and he koifsoi venoisnoi lefnei ari, I would be very upset at him. Now already I have a different mahalach towards it. But it was related to that sugya ayin sham. If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos tells us the rest of the story. Tosfos says, V'rabbeinu Kloinimus, this is in the middle of the last Tosfos on Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Aviv shel Rav Meshulam. Rabbeinu Kloinimus, who was the father of Rav Meshulam, Higia, Koloshin Sheini. He was Magia, like the second shot. You see, this was such a tumult, what the right shot in this Gemara is. So he was Magia Koloshin Sheini Beshas Ptirasai at the time that he died. And he said that the Sefer made a mistake between the word Ale to the word Oila. And he fears Ois Veshloisha Dvarim Higia, that this Reb Kloinimus Aviv Shel Rabbeinu Meshulam was Magia three things. Ki Mipi Nevuah Beshas Ptirasai. And it was like a Nevuah. See, he was lying on his deathbed, and then all of a sudden, Mamish, as if he had a revelation, he said, there's three things that I have to be Magia in Shas. And it was Magia one, and the other, and the other. And Tosfos goes and even mentions what the others were. But one of them is this Gemara. It's so interesting, by the way. This was Mamish not planned, that we started the Gemara with a 1522 Shas that has a third Gersa. But you see how faplunter this Gersa was. Stock of fascinating. But the bottom line is that was this idea that Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Shel Rav Meshulam was Magia B'Shas P'tirasi, it was Kupi Anavua. I saw Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Netzut Seyar. He says that here you have one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Shel Rav Meshulam, he's on his deathbed, and all of a sudden, he had this Ruach Nevuah to be Magia three things. He says it's Pashit, that the Tzushtal to this is that you find different places in Shas, but the Gemara says different Tzadikin, B'Shas P'tirasan, all of a sudden, they were overwhelmed by some Nevuah. He quotes three Gemaras. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Yer Aleph Amar Aleph, Shmuel HaKotan Amar B'Shas P'tirasoi, Shmuel HaKotan Se B'Shas P'tirasoi, Shimin V'Yishma L'Charava, V'Chavroi L'Ktara, V'Shar Amal Abiza. He literally started making predictions and prognostications about what was going to take place in the future. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Kishcholu Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Talmidav Etzloi, Omer Lehem, Chama Aza Yesh Ba'olam, right? Eliezer felt something. He quotes the Gemara Kedushin, Ayin Be'ez Amar Aleph, Ayin Shom. Truth is, this is an Indian that we've spoken about many times over the years. V'zayis HaBroch HaShabeirach Moshe. When did he do it? It was Lefnei Moshe, that Barbanel has a whole Arichas in the beginning of Parashas V'zayis HaBroch, that it was Daiko Lefnei Moshe, because Lefnei Moshe, a person has a certain Ruach Nevuah. He taps into a certain Indian. He says, that's why Yitzchak Avinu gave his Brochas Lefnei Moshe. That's why Yaakov Avinu gave his Brochas Lefnei Moshe. Yaakov Avinu Lefnei Moshe, he said, hey, right? What's going to happen? It was Daikul of Nei Moise, because that's when he came to this Ruach Nevuah that a person's able to come to. We've said over many times, Zayar Kaddish says, a person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live, but once he's about to die, at that point he already could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line is, this is an Indian that we've Meirich Rav Dovid Weiss in the beginning of Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha, that's Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchas Tumas Saras, where the Kesef Mishnah says that if somebody says something B'shas P'tirasa, it's Beged HaTer L'B'Shamayimi, because at that point it's Bechin of Nevuah, because he's tapped in already to this Grace Inyan. The bottom line is, this is another Maramachim. Tosfos tucked away here in the end of Menachos Kuftes Amadeis, L'shoyna Yazov Shal Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Kloinimus Aviv Sharam Meshulam Igia, Koloshin Sheini B'shas P'tirasa, the shloisha dvarim igia ki mipi nevua, that he was zoicha to azam mipi nevua right at the time of his patir. But I want to mention another ara that I saw in the Netzoytzeyar from Rav Margolis, and this only Rav Margolis could do. Kach niru la niyaz daiti. And that is, what did the Rav Shua ben Prachya say? He said, betchila, whatever the girsa is, right, Tais has two girsas, we have three girsas, but whatever the right girsa is, he said in the beginning, I felt, like, let's go with Rashi Zikubshat, that if somebody wanted to fakoif me gedula, and he koifs of a noisim of Neari, I would literally tie him up and put him for Neari. But now, if somebody tells me go away from it, I would take a kumkum shalmayim and I would pour it on top of him. It's funny, Mishalim, right? I would pour a kumkum shalchamim. Zakr Bruv Margolis. He said it's pasha. V'soyit ha-makbila. He says, if you want to atsushtel to this Ari v'kumkum shalchamim, right? Take a look at the Gemara in Yavamas Kufchaf Aleph Amir Aleph. That's in the Sugya of Agunois. And the Gemara talks about how if a person was seen to be in a very vulnerable situation and now he hasn't been heard from again, so is his wife mutter, is his wife aser? So he says, the Gemara says as follows. Nafalu guvarayos. If somebody fell into a guvar, is Lashna Gemara with an aleph, right? He was mamish in a lion's den. Ain't me eat an aleph. He can't be made that he died because maybe he was like Daniel Beguvarayas. Maybe he was able to get out. But if somebody falls into boiling hot wine, oil, or water, mi'idin olav, you could be mayor that if you sure died. So he says, you see a braisa, that's negeya halach and hilchas agunos, that if somebody's lefnei ari, it's very bad. Oh, but ain't mi'idin olav, because maybe he's still alive. But if somebody is submerged in boiling hot liquid, mi'idin olav, there's no way he can make it out. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Prachya said. He says, mitchila, I was a son of a gedula. Ad kedei kach, I would have been koifsoi lefnei ari. He said, but now that I got used to it, I enjoy it so much that if somebody takes me away, I'm going to go more than that. Not only will I be koifsi b'nei ari, which is pretty bad, where the analytics don't look good for that person to make it out alive. Abel amaisen, in me eat an olive. I'm going to pour a kumkum shalchamen on him. This mom is brilliant. I'll pour a kumkum shalchamen on him. Either way, on that note, moving along. Zok tehelege gemara. So we just mentioned that the pasuk says that mi mizrach shemesh va'ad mevoyoy gadol shmi bagoyim u'b'chol makoyim mukter mugesh l'shmi u'mincha tahira. So b'derech agav, the Gemara now is going to darshan this pasuk. It's interesting. If you're following the paper trail of how we got to the drasha that we're about to present, because we just mentioned the pasuk about how the umay sa'olam ha'makir ha'kadosh baruch hu, which was related to one thing, which was related to another, which traces itself back to Beis Chonyai, right? So this is like a digression, ben benoishal digression, mamish atsoif kol ha'olam v'chol yoytzei chalotza, right? This is like already the eighth pivot in the digression. But the truth is, really, the Gemara and the Gemarais that we're about to learn are so appropriate for the last Amud of Masechtas Menachos, because we're about to be Messiah Masechtas Menachos, which in a way means we're about to be Messiah Zvachim and Menachos, right? Very much a two Masechtas series, Achashi Yishtayim, next Masechta, even though we're still going to be in Seder Kachim, but it's Masechtas Chulin, it's a whole different Indian. Chulin is the antithesis of Kachim, right? Al Rishonim Anu Mitzdarim, why Chulin is in Kachim, right? Ain't Locha Aksim Moron Gedoyva Mizu. But at the same time, we're about to be Messiah Zvachim and Menachos, and very, very befitting that the Gemara brings now the drasha and really the ensuing drashas that we're about to see. And these next Gemaras are very, very famous. B'chol makim mukter mugish lishmi. Faith the Gemara, b'chol makim solka daitach. Right, you take this pasuk literally, it sounds like a person can bring karbanis anywhere he wants. So today, right? If the weather was a little nicer, you can go outside and you could bring a carbon. Chalila, right? What is the solka daita? No way in the world. You can't do this. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmini said the name Rabbi Yonasan. I'll tell you what the pasuk means. Elo tamid chacham, it's referring to tamid chacham. Ha'iskin b'teira b'chal makim. That oisikin teira b'chal makim. Mal ani aleihem. And when they're oisikin teira, I will consider it ki ilu maktirim umagishin lishmi. I'm going to consider as if they're bringing karbanis. Their teira that they're learning will be nechshav as if they're bringing karbanis. Umincha teira. What does that mean? Zahaloi me teira b'teira. Meaning, what's a mincha teira as opposed to a mincha tmeya? It's referring to someone who brings his mincha. He learns teira. He learns a bit teira. Noise isha va'acha kach loy me teira. Which, by the way, that's a kiyodua, big machlokes in the Gemara. Kedushin chavtesam abeis rechaim b'tzavori v'yasik b'teira. The Gemara says. But either way, as the Gemara, the pasuk says, Shira malos hinei baruch es Hashem kolavdi Hashem. Who are these people that are imdim beveis Hashem baleilos at night, kilu not by day? I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, "Tamid chacham, it's referring to tamid chacham. Ma'iskim ba'toyra ba'leilo. They learn Torah not only by yoim, right? By yoim, when it's klar and when it's gishmiert, sometimes not so hard, but they learn afilu ba'leilo. They learn mitoychatchak. Mala aleihem hakasav. The Torah considers it ki'ilu asukim ba'avoida. Torah considers it as if they're being oisak in avoida. Lo'olam zoisa yisrael. This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. It's referring to Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, and it says he built the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be lo'olam. Is it lo'olam? The Beis HaMikdash is not lo'olam. Amar Rav Gidol Marav. It's a mizbeach bonei. It's referring to a mizbeach. Umichol saragodol oimi the makrival of carbon. And even though we don't have the avoida in the literal sense, lo'olam, but at the same time, the Malach Michal, he brings karbanis, the last place of Menachis, which is famous, we've spoken about it several times over the years, says that what are these karbanis? It's Nishmas in Shal Yisrael, and that's what we mean when we say in Ritzei, V'ishe Yisrael, Usfilosam, Meheira Ba'ahavas Kabel Baratzim. What's the Ishe Yisrael? The Ishe Yisrael, we don't have Ishe Yisrael today, right? We're hoping we're going to have some. Learn v'hashev es ha'avoidu v'rei sechav ishe yisrael usfilasa mehera usachsvad b'hav eskabel b'rotzein, right? But some people say no, it's v'ishe yisrael usfilasa mehera b'hav eskabel b'rotzein. So what are the ishe yisrael? So Tosfos says right here, the ishe yisrael, Mishnah Berurah brings it in Hilchas Shemayin Esra, that the v'ishe yisrael is referring to nishmas in shal yisrael. But the bottom line is that's the pshad in lo'olam zoi sa yisrael. Rabbi Yechon said a different pshad. He says no, in line of what we just said, elu tamid chachamim, it's referring to the tamid chachamim ha'asukim b'hilchas avoida isek en hilchas avoida mal aleim ha'kosov ki ilu nivne mikdash b'yemei. They literally have the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we always talk about how ve'in shir akateira azois, that b'makim d'dalat amashal alocha, there's no churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, the lumdis, we've spoken this out from Rabbi Shu'aba many times, that the reason you're allowed to eat by a siyam during the 9 days is not because the siyam is doicha the avelos of the 9 days, but b'makim simchas ateiras nidokain avelos. The avelos has no makim there. Like we say, ve'in shir in the churban rakatayr azayis. Shir is the taich that the churban was never mashpia. It's mamish this gemara right here. That talmidei chachamim ha'asukim b'hilchas avoida mala aleihem ha'kosov kilu nivne mikdash. They mamish have the Beis HaMikdash. There's no churban base. It's not just a churban, but they're bringing karbanis. There's no churban bechlal. It's kilu nivne mikdash b'yemei. Amrei Shlokir said also this idea. My dichse, what's pshat in the pasuk that says oisat teira la'oila ula mincha lechatus ula hasham kol oisik b'teira. If someone's oisik b'teira kilu hikrif oila mincha chatus hasham. Amrei Rav Rav said hay la'oila u'mincha oila u'mincha b'yemei. If pshat in that pasuk is that zoyis atayr lo oilu mincha chatzis asham, that kolayis b'tayr, it's as if you brought an oil, it's as if you brought a mincha, brought a chatz, brought a asham. Well, then it shouldn't have said lo oila, it should have said oila, right? It shouldn't have said ula mincha, it should have said u mincha without the lamed. The lamed's not mashma that way. Ella my rava, rava said, let me tell you what the lamed is doing. Kolayis b'tayr, if someone learns tayra, einoit sarich lo oila v'lo chatzis v'lo mincha v'lo asham. Again, it's a nuance. But the point is, the way we teach the lamed, this is like a mesachnis sedarim. Right? The person says lichulin. Remember those gemaras? Lichulin, lachulin, loichulin. But there's a musik that the lamed in the beginning of the word sometimes means loy. And that's what's going on over here. Not the pshat that if you're oisik in kachim, it's as if you're bringing the kachim. It's a very similar punchline, but it's the opposite. If someone is oisik in kachim, he gets kapara from the Torah alein, et afnish unkumin. He doesn't have to come on to the kachim, says the Gemara. One more drash, Rabbi Yitzchak. Said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, May dechsev zois teres achatos, v'zois teres ha'asham. Kal oisik b'teres chatos, ki ilu hikrav chatos, v'chal oisik b'teres asham, ki ilu hikrav asham. The bottom line is, if you do a sikum on this last Gemara, you'll see there were six drushes, all saying the same idea, that if somebody learns Torah, it's as if he brought karbonis. Right? That's the Inyan that comes out. The Gemara says, it's referring to the Talmid Chacham that are iskim b'Torah. We had the Gemara that talks about the chevra that are imdim beveis Hashem b'alaylois. And Rabbi Yochanan says, referring to the Talmid Chacham that are oiskim b'Torah b'alayla. And it's mala ni aleim kilu derasukim b'avoida. We had Rabbi Yochanan's other memra, that Talmid Chachamim that are oiskim in hilchas avoida, they're oisik in these halachas, it's mala ni aleim kilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yameim. They literally have the beis hamikdash. We had the Joshua's oisa teira, la oilo le mincha le chattus ul asham. Someone's oisa b'teira, he brought the oilo, the mincha, the chattus and the asham. Rava said a little bit differently. It's loy mincha, loy chattus, loy asham. You don't need the chattus asham. And then we had Rish Lakish's memra, zois teira sa chattus, zois teira sa asham, kol oisa b'teira sa chattus, kilu ikav chattus, kol oisa b'teira sa asham, kilu ikav asham. All these drushes on me inyan le inyan ba'is. Inyan. They're all very famous. Very often they're all interchanged as well, right? So it's not uncommon to hear it's really six drushes by five different Amiram. There's two Rabbi Yochanans, but if you even go through the different Amiram were coming from different angles. There's a Beis HaMikdash, you're doing the avoida, you're bringing specific karbanis, metafdish onkumins and karbanis. You're literally this second in Eretz Yisrael in the makum of avoida, right? So there's a lot of different nuance, and each nuance comes with its own series of raid. But the bottom line is, when you go through the Gemara properly, what you see is it's really six different memories from five different amiram, darshining in a drushtig away, several different psukim. Either way, the last Mishnah here in Meseches Menachos. Zok the Eilige Mishnah. Nema ba'ilas behema ishe reach nichayach. U ba'ilas ha'oif. It also says ishe reach nichayach. U b'mincha. It also says ishe reach nichayach. Lo yimul lecha echad amam v'echad amam v'tufad sheichav v'libi l'ashamayim. So as the karbanis we know can come in different shapes and sizes. You would think if somebody brings a big carbon, the Torah would describe it one way. If somebody brings a lesser carbon, the Torah would describe it in a lesser way. But no. The Oilas Behema, the Oilas Ha'oif, and the Mincha, three very, very different karbanis in terms of what the cost is. And Afilu Hachi, the Torah says in all three places the same thing. Yishereach Nechayach Hashem. You know what you see from here? That really the Eibishter doesn't care so much about the size of the check. Echad hamarba ve'echad hamamet. What the Eibishter really wants, Rachmano libaboy, u'b'lchvad she'echad ben liba la'shamayim. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rab Zeira said, Mikro, what's the makar to this? What's the pasuk to this inyan? That really what the Eibishter cares about is she'echad ben liba la'shamayim. So Rab Zeira said, it's learned from the following pasuk, Mesukesh nasa oived, im ma'at v'im harbe, Yoichel, Mesukesh Nasa Oivid. The Oivid over here is referring to the person who's Oivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, he's bringing a carbon, right? We're going on a Mishnah that's talking about karbanas. The sleep, the shina of the Oivid is Mesuka. It's very, very zis. And it doesn't matter in Ma'at Vim Harbe, whether he brings a lot or he brings a little. Right, echad amamit ve'echad amarba, the seder of the pasuk. It doesn't matter what he's bringing. Yoichel, as long as he's doing it with the richtige kavana, he's gonna eat. He's gonna get whatever he was supposed to get. Ravad barahava amar mehachi. Not from a different pasuk. It says bervois hatoiva rabu oichleha uma kishroin lebaylov. Bervois hatoiva rabu oichleha. If a person brings a big carbon, he brought a lot of toiv, rabu oichleha. A lot of people are going to be able to eat from it. However, umakishrein lebaylov. What really does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have from it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailam, and you need the end of the Pasuk Rashi. He says, ki imra useinav. That Eibush is going to look at the person, he's going to see. Was his kavana good? Then it's gewaldig. Meaning, if you bring a big carbon, rabu oichla, that you're going to get. I mean, you can't deny that. A big piece of meat is going to feed more people. There's no shayla. Aba lemaisa, lemaisa. If you wonder what the Eibush is going to get from it, ruuseinav. Because echad amar bev echad amam, what the Eibush really cares about is ubechvad sheichab and libel hashamay. Tanya, Amr Rav Shem Ben Azay. I said, "Boy, Rekam Maxu with Parshas Karbanos. What's Why is it? By the parasha of the Karbonos, Shloi Nema Bahem, Loi Kael, right? It doesn't say the word Kael, V'loi Elohim, it doesn't say the word Elohim, Elavai. Every single time you see a carbon, the Torah talks about Ishereach Nichayach Lahavaya. It always says Avaya. What's the reason for this? So Ben Azai explains, Shloi Litaim Pischem Pel Abal Din Lachlik, because we didn't want the Pischem Pet to say Chalila. And somebody should say, maybe karbonos are going to Kael, Elikim, Avai. So, no, all the karbonos go to Avai. Meaning, even though these are real names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, you have Yomer, Hashem, Vayedaber, Elikim, right? Then you do find the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an interchangeable way. Throughout Tefillah, you find that you have the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein and Nimchakim, and you have the Shivim, Shem, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have every single word in the Torah, Shmoysef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many names, but when it came to Karbonos, we didn't want the Pischem Peh, or the Baldin should have a Pischem Peh Lachlok, so therefore we were very sensitive, and we only used the Yerlevaya. By the way, this Inyan, if it sounds familiar, we've spoken about this first in the Ramban al HaTorah, Parshas Vayetze is Mayrech al Derech Soyed, about what this Inyan means. We once back at a tshuva from the Shar Ephraim, with the Seed Rabbi Yosef al Masnino, who gave up a drasha, and they were roided from afterwards, but either way, I am related raid bites. Zok de Gemara, Vinema. The Braisa continues. This is all Reb Shimon ben Azai's Braisa. It says, B'shoir agas, regarding the grace of Shor, Isha reach nechayach. U'ba'if adak, by the if that's very small, it says, Isha reach nechayach. U'b'mincha, which is none of the above, it says, Isha reach nechayach. Lo'im alucha echad amabrit, echad amabrit, u'b'lvad she'echabim libin la'ashamayim. The Braisa continues and says, V'shem ha'toyim el achilu hu'tzarech. You know, after learning Kachem, it's possible that a person might think, you know, maybe there's an Indian, you can learn Pesukim Pshutei Shal Mikra, and you'll think that maybe the Eivishta likes food, and the reason we bring karbonos is to feed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which, by the way, if you look into Rishonim and the Mefarshei Apshat, it's this mokim for a person to say that. And if there was no mokim for a person to say it, we'd have a braisa addressing it, right? This is not the same as the Baldin who's coming and he's tiny shtei rishoyos. This person's wearing chumash. And he's saying, v'asuli mikdash is a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end of the day, the reason there's a menorah and there's a shulchan is because if you walk into a house, there's electricity and there's a table. And the reason you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu karbonos in the morning and the evening, because a person usually eats pas shachris and then he eats pas bein arbay. Right, there's mokim to say that. And the Torah even refers to the karbonos as, hey yochel, liye yochel b'shtei achilas hakasim medaber, right, the concept of achilas mizbeach. And the Sochim is give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit of yayin, and the pasuk on top of everything says Isha Reach Nichayach Lashem, which, by the way, that's why it's in this braisa. We're talking about the Reach Nichayach. There's a certain fargenigin that the Eibishter has. It sounds like from Karbonos. So it says the pasuk Hashem Toimer Lachila Hu Tzarech. You might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs these Karbonos. The Eibishter needs the food. Says the Gemara Talmud Loimer. The pasuk says, and this is in Tehillim Perek Nun, and the Gemara now is going to darshan a few pasukim in a row. It says Im Erev Loi Oimer Lach. If I'm hungry, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to tell you, give me some food, because the whole world is mine. The Nemar says, Ki li kol chay seyar, behemoyz baharei olaf, yodati kolayf harim, v'ziz sadai imadi. Right, every movement of the field, ziz sadai imadi is with me. Ha'ichol b'sar abirin, v'dam atu demeshte, what, I need your little bit of blood, I need your little bit of basay. Mamash ha'pasa gedom, that's addressing this point. Le'yamarti aleichem zifchu, and then the Braisa continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't tell you, shech karbonos, k'dei she'toyma eser ritzoyne v'yam. I mean, don't think I need your karbonos and fakert. I'm telling you, bring me something, and I'm motivating you by telling you I'll give you something good in return. Right? That's not what's going on over here. Loi l'rtzoyni, this is not about me, atem zoivchem. Elo l'rtzoynchem atem zoivchem shenemar l'rtzoynchem tizbachu. So I don't want you to think this is for me, but rather this is 100% for you. Davarach l'rtzoynchem tizbachu, l'rtzoynchem zivchu l'daitem tizbachu. Another pshat, what l'rtzoynchem tizbachu means, it means that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring a carbon, you have to do it l'daitchem. I mean, you can't bring a carbon and just bring the carbon. You have to have das. You have to have das, right? You have to have das when you bring a carbon. Rashi says, as opposed to what? As opposed to mesasik, based on this next gemara. Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following question. How do you know that if someone's mesasik bekachem, he's pasul? Meaning, how do you know the carbon is pasul? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'shachat es ben habakar, and we learn from here, shetei shchita l'shum ben bakar, that the shchita has to be l'shum ben bakar. Amma loy, so he told him, zubi adeno, we knew this already. Shmuel told Rav Huna, I knew the pasuk of v'shachat es ben habakar. I want to know, how do you know HaKosav L'Akev. Talmud Leimer, as he told them, L'Ritzoinchem Tizbechu, L'Ritzoinchem Zivchu, L'Daitchem Zivchu. He told them, Amish, this Joshua. He told them that L'Ritzoinchem Tizbechu, it has to be L'Daitchem. If somebody's a Mesasek when he brings a carbon, it's not going to be okay. And it's on this note, with this drasha, which, by the way, if you think about it, what was the last drasha that we just saw? First of all, the fact that Zvachim Menachis ends with a drasha is very befitting. But what's the idea, what's the subject of this drasha? It's the kavana that a person had to have. B'shasi did shechita, right? B'shasi did avoid, he had to have kavana. How did Zvachim start? Zvachim start, kol ha-zvachim shenizbuchu shloy l'shman k'sherim, elo shloy olu l'bayim l'shem choyva. Right? It started with the kavana that a person has to have b'shas shechita. It's exactly how it ends. It started that you can't have a machshava shloy l'shma. It ends that you can't be a mesasik. But the bottom line is, mamish would be mekasha, the tchila and the soif. It's rachmana libaboy. It's the machshava that a person has to have at the time that he goes and brings a carbon. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, Hare Olai Isoroin, Usliq Allah, Meseches Menachos. But just to end with one Ha'ara. So the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Yud Meseches Menachos brought all the drashas with regards to the idea that if somebody learns Kachim, right? Someone's Oisik B'Teres Achatas, he's Oisik B'Teres Ha'oila, Teres Asham, or more appropriately for today, someone's Oisik B'Teres Amincha. It's Nechshav, it's Malo Olav HaKosov, as if he brought Karbonis. And six different drushes that go about and bring this point. The Chassam Sofer, in many shtiklach, this is in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, it's in Teres Moshe, it's in the Jushin V'Agadis, the drushes that he gave in Dresnitz. This is permeated throughout the Svarim of the Halakha Chassam Sofer. He says that Parsha Sav begins, Tzaves Aharon V'Ezbonov Leimor Zoyz Teiras Ha'ilah. So we have two parshas right in the beginning of Teiras Kayanim that talk about Karbonis. Yeah, Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav. We mentioned a few times throughout the course of Zvachim Menachos that the Ramban al HaTorah says that in Parshas Vayikra the Torah introduces all the Karbonis, but it doesn't mention all the Halachas. Parshas Tzav, the Torah goes and, you know, rounds out all the different Halachas. And that's why the Lashon and the way all these Psukkim are introduced is Zoyz Teiras Ha'ila. Meaning, I'm going to tell you now the rest of the Halachas that are Negei the Ha'ila. Zoyz Teiras HaChatas, Zoyz Teiras HaOshem, Zoyz Teiras HaMincha. Because you know already what the Ha'ila is and what the Chatas is and what the Oshem is. But now I'm going to give you all the diktuki halachas, and really in Parsha Sav we're being mashlim the Torah soil and all these different things that we didn't have already, in Parshas Vayikra. But the pasuk, and really this whole parsha, the part two of the Seder HaKarbonis in the Torah Shabbik Sav begins with the word Sav. It's the name of the parasha. Sav es Aharon v'Ezbonov Leimor. And the question is why? Vayikra doesn't start Sav, it starts Vayikra. That word Sav, that Lashon, is something you find here in Parshas Sav, obviously. In the part two, you don't find it in Parshas Vayikra. So here, Chassam Sofer said that if you take a look at Rashi says in Chimesh, Kamokim Shenema Boit Sav, Hu Miyadu L'Doiris. It means I'm commanding you something that's Negeya now, but I'm commanding you something that's Negeya L'Doiris as well. Says the Chassam Sofer that the Iker Parish of the Karbonis was not Miyadu L'Doiris. The Iker Parish of the Karbonis had a Gvul. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you were able to bring Karbonis. But there's one element, there's one component of Karbonis, of Kachim, that's Negei Miyadu L'Doiris. And you know what that is? It's Zoyz Teiras Ha'ilah. It's Zoyz Teiras HaChata. Zoyz Teiras HaOshem. Zoyz Teiras HaMincha. It's the six drushes that the Gemara brings in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. So this Chelik of the parsha that includes in it not only the inyan of this is the way you bring an oil, this is the way you bring a chatos, but there's a musig of which, by the way, this is in Parsha Sav, because Parsha Sav is being mashlam all in Yoni Karbonis. So part of the hashlama of understanding in Yoni Karbonis is chapping this inyan. That there's something I could do everywhere. So how do you preface Zoyz Teiras Ha'ilah? It's Sav es Aharon v'Ezbon of Leimor. Sav u'miyadu l'doiris. Vayikra is not miyadu l'doiris. Leider. Because mipnei chato einu galinu me'artzeinu ve'ena na. But Parsha Sav, which has in it Zoyz Teiras Ha'ilah, that's why it's prefaced by that word, a word that means Miyad L'Doiris. This is a Ha'ara that the Chassam Sofer repeated over and over and over again in his Svarim. I just want to tell you, Hergish Nifla, that I saw in the Zeus Liakiv from Agoyin Agodol, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrach. It's his first piece in Zeus Liakiv in Parshat Sav. He brings the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim on this pasuk. Tzavis Aharon Vesbon of Leymar, Zeus Teres Ha'Oilo, Hi Ha'Oilo. Zok the Baal HaTurim, Leymar, this pasuk is coming to say that Kol Ha'Oisek B'Teres Ha'Oilo, Ki Hilo Hikrav Ha'Oilo. Zeus Teres Ha'Oilo is coming to teach me this inyan, Menachis Dav Kufyot. And then the Baal HaTurim goes a little bit weiter. He says a little bit of a pirish on our Gemara. HaKorbanos Nikru Isha. You find that Korbanos are called Isha, fire. V'Teir Nikras Eish. The Torah is also called fire. Shenemar haloi koi dvarai ke'esh no umashem. Mi minoi esh das lamoi. In fact, the Baal HaTurim says, das lamoi is oisius Talmud. Esh das lamoi. Talmud is esh. Torah is a shtick fire. Ha karbonis nikru lechem, zok the Baal HaTurim vaita. Karbonis are called bread. Es karbonai. Lachmi. V'toyre nikras lechem. L'chu lachmu belachmi. K'shem sh'yev sh'loilem b'loi lechem, kach y'ev sh'loilem b'loi teira. As I state in Baal HaTurim, so Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, what's the oimik of this Baal HaTurim? Baal HaTurim is saying that when a person brought a carbon, what was the inyan? It was an isherech nichayech l'ashem. You're bringing a fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're bringing lechem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emes is the fire of isherech nichayech l'ashem you have in the Torah. Haloi koi dvarai ke'eshno om Hashem. Eish das lamay, Talmud is eish. And that lechem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about in Parshas Pinchas Be'etzem, you have when you're learning Torah. L'chu lachmu belachmi. Lechem, yev shalo oilam beloy lechem, nu? Through Torah, you mekayim da oilam. That's something that Be'etzem you get through Torah. So really, all the nekudas that a person should get from learning, from bringing a carbon, you get through learning Torah. And that's the oimik of when a person learns Torah. When a person learns Torah, this, on some level, he's bringing karbanis, or you don't need karbanis, pick the nusach that you prefer, but the bottom line is, it's related to this inyan. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, so what's the oimik? He said, because at the end of the day, an oila is a unique type of Isha, it's a unique type of lechem. It has its halachas. It's kulay kolol. It's lemaila michotasikra. Those nekudas that you can't get from learning shnei meichs and betalas. We are getting lemaila mich a fire. Oh, fire you get. The ish dos lomay avada. From haraving on toisus anan sahadi rabbeinu tam and bom mitzir that base you're going to get that. Oh, but would the oila? So for that, kol oisik betoris oilo is keilo ikir oilo. When a person's oisik betoris oilo, so now you have the fire, you have the lechem, what's felt? The nusach van oilo? I have the nusach van oilo. That's the sugi I'm learning. I'm learning the sugi of oila. I have the isha. I have the lechem from the mincha. What's the problem? I'm not learning menachis. I'm learning something else. The teretz is, but if I'm oisik be menachis, now I get the mincha. That's what the Baal HaTurim, that's the oimik, that's the Rosh Yeshiva they get cook on this Baal HaTurim. The Torah is bechefze isha. It's bechefze lech. It doesn't matter what you're learning, it's fire. It doesn't matter what you're learning, it's lechem. It's just that when you learn oila, so now the fire is a fire from oila. It's a kulay kol of oila. That's why kol ois b'toyres ha'oila is kilu grav oila. And the same is true for chatas, and the same is true for minchas oivayte. But then Reb Shmuel Yankiv just feared ois with one hergish, one taich. He said that we know, Chazal say, that by the Bris Bein Absorma, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu a lot of things. And Avram Avinu said, "Bame Eida, right? How am I going to know? How do I know it's going to play itself out?" Amalei, so he told him, "Kheli egla mishuleshes." Amalei, tenuk bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Bezman sheim beis hamikdash kayim matei aleh. But what's going to be when there's no beis hamikdash? Amalei, so he told him, "Kfarti kanti lam seder karbonos." She calls man shekoyrim behen. As long as they koyrim the karbonos, malani aleim kilu ekrivu lefanai karbon vani moicha lohem al kol avinoseim. That if they're going to read the parsha of the karbonos, I'll be machshiv it as if they brought karbonos. I'm going to be Michael all the karbanis. Zak Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I'm reading it inside. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. Da hachin yonu de ki'ilu hikra voilu hu miyuchid lezman ha'golos. She'im beis ha'mikdash kayim. When there's a beis ha'mikdash, we brought karbanis. We brought karbanis by bringing karbanis. O betenach bezman she beis ha'mikdash kayim. Bezman she'im beis ha'mikdash kayim matei aleim. I gave them a mahalach of how to bring karbanis in the golos. And that is the Seder karbanis. Seder Karbonis is the way in Golus we go ahead and we're Makriv Karbonis. Ulefize Yesh Lefarish Apasik. Zoyz Teres Ha'oilo, Hi Ha'oilo, Al Moikta Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla Ad Boiker. Da Golus Kruya Layla Ki Yadua. We know that Golus is referred to as Layla. Da Ge'ula Kruya Boiker. Kidachsev, Amma Shoymer Asa Boiker. Da Hainu, what the Pasik is saying is, Zoyz Teres Ha'oilo. That I'm telling you there's an Indian of Kol Oisik Beteres Ha'oilo is Ke'ilu Hikrav. But you should know, he ha oila. This oila that I'm giving you right now, al moikta al mizbeach kol alayla. That's the way you're gonna bring an oila on the mizbeach kol alayla throughout the golos ad boiker until it's gonna be on mashomer asa boiker, and at that point is gonna be a beis hamikdash, and then we'll be able to bring the oilas again on the beis hamikdash, and at that point it's already gonna be different. You know, just to end, the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leim etzavis bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem." Es karboni lachmi liishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrav libe mayadai. The hilchos am sofer teitched. Tzavis bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem. Bring the karbon tamid. Right, that's what this is. This is the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim. Es karboni lachmi liishai. The Eibush said, "Es karboni lachmi." You're going to bring my karbonos liishai. Liishai. The aleph is elef, is 1,000. The lamed shin and yud is 340. The Chasam Sofer said that if you do the math, the amount of years that Klal Yisrael had a Makom HaMikdash, it was 1,340. We had the Mishkan for 480 years, Berech. We had Bayis Rishon for 410 years, and we had Bayis Sheni for 420 years. So the Chasam Sofer taich, Tzavis bin Yisrael v'yamarta maleim, it's Karboni Lachmi, I'm giving you my Karbonis, it's going to be Le'ishai. That you're going to have for 1,340 years. Reach Nichoichi, and through that you're going to give me a Reach Nichoich. But afterwards, the Chasam Sofer said, Tishmeru, you're going to have to wait. The Loshin V'Oviv Shomar Esadavar, L'Hakriv Libe Mayadai, to be able to bring Karbonis again. For 1,340 years, you're going to have as Karboni Lachmi. You're going to have Reach Nichoich, you'll be able to bring Karbonis. But then you're going to have to wait for the Gula Asidah, Tishmeru, the Eden are going to wait. And they're going to daven with Yerushalayim Mircha, and they're going to daven as Semach David, and they're going to daven with Ishe Yisrael Usfilos and Meher Bahavas Kabbal Beratzon. They're going to daven and they're going to wait again, Tishmeru Lahakrav Libim Ayadai. But it struck me, how does this pasuk start? It starts Tzavas Bnei Yisrael V'Yamar Taleim. Same way Parsha Tzav starts, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael V'Yamar Taleim. And Tzav, even though Rashi doesn't say it here in Parsha's Pinchas, but Rashi was Megalotas already in Parsha Tzav what it means. It means Miyadu L'Dayres, that as much as it's true, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael V'Yamar Taleim as Karboni Lachmi L'Ishai, that we only have Kachim for 1,340 years. Tishmeru, we're waiting. We're waiting to bring the karbonos in the oifen where it's going to be taka bringing karbonos kipshutai. But even in the interim, we have the tzav, miyadu l'dayres. We're able to be makai, and we're able to do the avoida of zoyz teres ha'oila, zoyz teres ha'chatos, zoyz teres ha'asham. Just to end, we're middle of the Yimei Sfira. After we tell Sfira, we say, harachamon hu yachzor lanu avoidas beis hamikdash l'mkoyma b'mher b'yomeinu amein sela. We once said, what's the lashon l'mkoyma? Obviously, harachamon hu yachzalanu avodas beis hamikdash l'mkoyma. What, not l'mkoyma? If it's not l'mkoyma, it's shchutei chutz. But the teretz is, he says, now we're in Golos. And when we're in Golos, b'chol mokoy mukta mugash l'shmi. Now we're bringing karbonos, we have all the ke'ilus. We finish Zvachim, we finish Menaches, the Ke'ilus we have. But our tefillah is Harachamon, who Yachso Lono Avidas Beis Hamikdash L'mkoyma. We should be Zoicha to be able to bring not the Zoyz Teres Oila of Hi Oila Al Moit Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla, but it should be Amma Shomer Asa Boiker. The Eibush should be Megal himself. And he should say, Asa Boiker, look outside. The Boiker, the sun has risen and it's never going to set again. The Geula Hasidah. And here be Amen. Amen.